fact that the color of your skin is obviously different than it was when you were younger.
Yes.
And so I think it has caused a great deal of speculation and controversy as to what you have done or are doing. Are you bleaching your skin? And is your skin lighter because you don't like being black?
See, number one, there, as I know of, there is no such thing as skin bleaching.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen it. I don't know what it is.
Well, they used to have those products growing up. I used to hear, always use bleach and glow, but you'd have to have about 300,000 gallons.
Right. Okay, number one, this is the situation. I have a skin disorder that destroys the pigmentation of the skin. It's something that I cannot help, okay? But when people make up stories that I don't want to be who I am, it hurts me. So it is. It's a problem for me, okay? I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what about all the millions of people? Let's reverse it.
Okay.
What about all the millions of people who sit out in the sun
mm-hmm.
to become darker, to become other than what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says nothing about that.
So when did this start? When did the color of your skin start to change?
Oh, boy, sometime after Thriller,
mm-hmm.
around Off the Wall Thriller.
And what did you think? I mean,
it's in my family. My father's head is on his side. I can't control it. I don't understand. I mean, it makes me very sad. I don't want to go into my medical history because
mm-hmm.
that's something that's private. But
mm-hmm.
that's the situation here. So
mm-hmm.
please, when people see something like that.
I just want to get this straight.
Yeah.
You are not taking anything to change the color of your skin.
Oh, God, no.
You did not purposely.
We're trying to control it. And using makeup
mm-hmm.
evens it out because it makes blotches on the skin. I have to even out my skin.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's funny? Why is that so important?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not important to me. I'm a great fan of art. I love Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a chance to talk to him or read about him, I would want to know about what inspired him to become who he is, the anatomy of his craftsmanship, not about who he went out with last night or why he decided to sit out in the sun so long. What's
mm-hmm.
wrong with, I mean, that's what's important to me.
How much plastic surgery have you had?
Very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
You can count them on two fingers. I mean, let's say this. If you want to know about those things, all the nosy people in the world.
Mm-hmm. But once we say it, we don't have to say it anymore.
Read my book, Moonwalker. It's in my book.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's just put it this way. If all the people in Hollywood
uh-huh.
who have had plastic surgery, if they went on vacation, there wouldn't be a person left in town.
Mm, I think you might be right.
I think I am right.
Empty. So did you start having plastic surgery because of those teen years, because of not liking the way you look?
No, not really.
Not really?
No, it's only two things. Really, get my book. It's no big deal.
Okay. You don't want to tell me what it is? You had your nose done, obviously.
Yeah, but
uh-huh.
so did a lot of people that I know.
Yeah. And so when you hear all these things about you, and there have been more than we
but
are
I've never
even
had my cheekbones done, never had my eyes done, never had all that my lips done and all this stuff, they just go too far. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
crazy. But this is something that happens like every day
mm-hmm.
with other people.
Are you pleased now with the way
I'm
you
never
look?
Pleased with anything. I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah.
It's part of who I am.
Uh-huh. And so when you look in the mirror now and the image that looks back at you, are there days when you say, well, I kind of like this, or I like
no.
the hair today?
No, I'm never
pleased.
I think
I'm pretty cute
myself.
Today?
No, I'm pretty cute today. No, I try not to look in the mirror. I really do because
mm-hmm.
I'm never happy with what I see. So I go on with my work and get it done.